Two bruising months of NBA playoff games ended last night with a championship for the San Antonio Spurs. They beat the Detroit Pistons in a decisive seventh game. The final score was 81-74. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
Relatively low final score for an NBA game, which suggests the style of the game, doesn't it?
And the style of the series, exactly right. In fact, it was the lowest scoring Game 7 in finals history. During the first half there, I wasn't sure either team would hit 50. But that's what happens in today's NBA when you get the best teams, because defense is what wins in the league now. And that was the Pistons style that won them the championship last year. But in the end, Tim Duncan proved that the best player makes the best plays at the end. He won his third MVP award in the finals in the last 7 years, the Spurs winning the championship now three times in 7 years. And he proved beyond any doubt last night his greatness, which had been questioned earlier in the series because the Pistons had beaten him up and he had struggled in some games.
25 points for Duncan and 17 of them in the second half. What a second half under pressure.
Exactly right. And again, anybody who doubts that Tim Duncan is a Hall of Famer, and in my opinion, the best player in the game today, I'm not sure exactly what they're watching. This guy has been first-team All-Pro since his rookie year. He came into the league. He had just turned 21 when he graduated from Wake Forest. Note I used the word graduated. And he's just gotten better and better and better. And in this, many ways, this was his crowning achievement.
Hmm. Now, the Pistons were within a game, of course, of winning a second straight title. Their coach is Larry Brown, and people are asking if he might retire.
Larry's not retiring, Steve. He's going to be working in basketball next year. The question is, will he be coaching or will he be the president of a team? Most likely, if he does that, the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's got some health problems he has to deal with in the next couple of weeks. Once he does that, he will decide, does he want to be president of the Cavaliers, coach the Pistons again, coach the New York Knicks? Larry's been mentioned for every job except managing the Brooklyn Dodgers in the last month. So we'll have to wait and see.
And who knows, maybe Brooklyn will be waiting as well. Now, we mentioned what a strong defensive struggle this was, but that wasn't of great interest to TV viewers.
No, and frequently it's not. The TV ratings go up based on glamour, but the NBA has made a serious mistake starting these games, the finals, at 9:15 Eastern time. Most of the country wants to go to bed before midnight, and they're making the exact same mistake that baseball made years ago when it started playing the World Series game so late and lost an entire generation of fans. That's what the NBA is doing to itself right now with these late starts. They have too many games on cable now because of the new contract. They need to relook at what they're doing on TV because they're losing fans as a result.
They do at least have a labor agreement.
Yes, they do. They're way ahead of the NHL in that sense. They got the labor agreement hammered out this week. And the most significant thing in it, Steve, is there's now going to be a 19-year-old age limit, or you have to have gone to college for at least 1 year, regardless of how old you are. So that means we won't see high school kids going straight to the NBA. It's a slight improvement. It's not as good as the 20-year-old limit that Commissioner David Stern wanted, but it is a step in the right direction, no question.
Good talking with you, John.
Thanks, Steve.
Have a good morning. The comments of John Feinstein, whose book, Caddy for Life, The Bruce Edwards Story, is now available in paperback.